We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Although just horrible to have to discuss what we saw last night. It was as bad as it gets. The Eagles absolutely got crushed. They got embarrassed. It was pathetic. It was disgraceful. It was demoralizing for us as fans. It was really bad. They got demolished by the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Look, we'll get into it today here and talk with you about it at 888-729-9494. Obviously, what stood out to you from the game, right? But also kind of what it means now up ahead, short-term, long-term. This thing is going off the tracks in a bad way. Really, really not good. We'll talk about it at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know that watermelons that grow along the Tigris River have been known to reach 275 pounds?
Well, that's pretty amazing, man.
Once upon a time, I used to love eating the watermelons after practice.
Wow.
Back when we practiced, back when we went out there and actually hit people, when we struck our teammates in order to prepare for striking opponents, and we were tough and we prided ourselves on being tougher than the guy across from us. I used to eat watermelons. I loved them.
All right, let's do it. I love the fire, John. 888-729-9494. Look, the offense horrible, defense horrible, coaching terrible. Execution terrible, game plan terrible, effort terrible, played dumb. It was awful. It was awful. It was awful. Look, 888-729-9494. Let me start with this, John. I know the Phillies had no leadoff hitter after McCutchen got hurt this year, so I want to step into the role of leadoff hitter today. A lot of times I'll throw it to you. I'll sit back. I'll listen. I'll react. Respond. I need the first at bat here. I think the Eagles. We all know they obviously have a short-term problem. It's very obvious. They're not a very good football team. It's very, 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 very obvious. John, last night watching the game, it really struck me how much I think they have a long-term problem. I really do. I think they have a long-term problem. I think they have an inadequate roster because of some really bad drafting in recent years, and you're seeing that bear out now where you just see non-performance or weak performance from guys that you drafted that you're supposed to be counting on. Jones, who obviously dressed, but they didn't rely on him, Sidney Jones. The pass rush, still not great. There's so many guys. Nelson Aguilar in his fifth year obviously is not good enough. He won't be on the team next year. There's so many, and then also some of the free agent acquisitions, like Alshon is quite clearly being overpaid. There's so much regarding the roster. From bad drafting and bad acquisitions, that to me speaks to an inadequate roster. And that's going to be a problem, not just for – last night to me wasn't just about a game or a season. I actually think it unfortunately might speak to what lies ahead. They appear to have an overmatched coaching staff, which shocks me. But, again, you go back to the Reich and DeFilippo thing, and you do wonder the extent to which they were largely responsible for the offense humming when it did 2 years ago. And then I get John to the franchise quarterback. Who just clearly, I mean, I don't know how else to put it other than to say he's just clearly not even close to as great as we thought he was. I know there's a lot going wrong around Carson. I do get it. I see the games. I see the plays. I know there are times where offensive linemen get beat. Obviously, Lane got beat on the one play early in the game, and it's a fumble. And that's not on Carson. But there's something about Carson's pocket presence or lack thereof. There's something about the fact that he doesn't get the ball out quick. And that it leads to, you know, him in the high wire act thing where he runs around and sometimes he makes these incredible plays. And a lot of times it leads to incompletions and it leads to punts. I just, like, he is the franchise quarterback. When you make $128 million, you are the franchise quarterback. He is not a star quarterback. He's not nearly as great as we thought. And
Joe,
I am really disappointed.
Here's where you're wrong. He has the tools to be the guy,
John,
the franchise
he's
guy.
Confused by what he sees.
Joe, he has the tools to be that guy you're hoping for, to be that guy we have seen. He is not getting the coaching that he needs. He is not getting the help from receivers. Do you realize our receiving core last night? In a game that we trailed the whole time, our receiving core accounted for 4 catches for 62 yards.
Yep.
A game that we were behind as early as you could be behind. We were in catch-up mode the whole game. Alshon Jeffrey had 2 catches. Nelson Agholor had 2 catches. That's pathetic.
Oh, it's horrendous.
But the when you look to the center of our country and what Frank Reich's Indianapolis Colts did yesterday, taking the lead in the AFC South, beating the Texans, coming off a bye with scheme, and with the young quarterback Jacoby Brissett, who no one thought was any good, playing like an MVP. Imagine that. Frank Reich coming up with ideas, new ideas, every week to scheme his young quarterback into a position to look like a winner. How about that? How long has it been since we've seen Carson look like that? Since Frank Reich was here!
Yeah, December 2017.
It's huge! Carson Wentz, you know what? Chris Collinsworth did a great job last night talking in a complimentary way about Carson Wentz, talking about, you know, his arm strength, about the natural abilities that he has. Because right now, that's all he has. The natural gift.
Doesn't he look
and
to you?
Doesn't
he look confused, though, John? I see,
well, Joe,
a guy,
you would be confused, too, if you had a pass rush in your face the moment the ball was snapped. Last night, it was, okay, we haven't even talked about, like, the institutional issues on hand right now.
Go ahead. Take the
floor. Intensity is completely lacking. It was so painfully obvious from the very first snap last night. You got the Dallas Cowboys. We heard on Friday, hey, you know what? Every guy who's hurt is going to play because this game matters. Why can't we get that sort of response from our hurt guys? First, that's an issue. But they were playing, it was like someone pressed fast forward in the truck.
Yeah.
Like you look, it looked like it was 2 different speeds from the very first snap and all the way to the very last snap. We did not play with the intensity. We could not match the Dallas Cowboys' intensity. And that all falls directly on the shoulders of this staff. And you have to hold the players accountable as well. They need to self-motivate if the coaches aren't going to motivate them. And I was really taken aback by the comments after the game with Lane Johnson telling us, hey, this is going to be a call-out week where guys, you know, where they bring up the fact that guys were, you know, late to meetings, guys were doing things wrong. Really? Like, why weren't those things addressed when they happened? Right. You've got an institutional failure to enforce discipline by Doug. But it starts with Doug.
Well, and John, let me just say this. You were very clear in the pre, as always, 888-729-9494. You were very clear in the preseason when that, I think it was the 4th preseason game happened, when Nigel Bradham just skipped the game.
Huh.
He skipped the game, and you were very clear saying he should be suspended for game 1 of the regular season.
And what was his punishment?
No punishment.
0.
Well, no game punishment.
No accountability.
Yeah.
And this is
he actually skipped a preseason game.
He just didn't
game.
Go.
He didn't go to the game.
Even though the coaches wanted him there, he decided not to go.
He didn't
and
go
they
to the
played
game.
Him anyway the next week.
Yeah.
There were no ramifications. Scot free. You get to do what you want. We'll treat you like a man. We'll treat you. You know what? Coaches can't treat. Obviously, this team has proven they can't be treated like adults because then they don't play like adults. You looked like children out there playing against adults that were wearing Cowboys uniforms last night. You're not good enough to just show up, obviously. And you are not tough enough. Listen, Zach Ertz, you're dealing with extra coverage now, and that takes you completely out of games. No one else has the talent to step up. We don't have talented wide receivers, period. I mean, name a talented wide receiver on this team. We don't have one.
Yeah.
And Alshon, the one thing that he could do was use the the arm span and the length and the great hands, the certain hands to come down with anything. He's not even doing that. And now we find out he's the guy. He's the guy who's trashing Carson.
For those, for those of you, if you just tuned in, maybe missed the last hour of Angelo, Howard today, right around 9 o'clock, reported on Angelo's show that the Josina Anderson reports from last week, the two different reports, the one from the tweet and the one from the live television show, that Josina Anderson had an anonymous source within the Eagles. Howard Eskin an hour ago, right here on WIP, reported that it was Alshon Jeffrey.
And he had suspicions.
And he had denied it.
Yeah.
And Howard said it was Alshon.
Well, he sure played like he's got a problem, right?
Yes, yes. They don't hum. Those two are like as totally on opposite pages as just about any combo I've seen. Like the magic that Donovan and T.O. had, and granted, T.O. was a far better player at that stage of his career than Alshon is right now. But, I mean, there was a magic to when Donovan and T.O. were on the field together.
T.O. wasn't going to let anything take him off his game. T.O. was a monster.
Well, except when he got chirping about the quarterback the next year and he got kicked off the team. I'm just saying there is
Terrell was a competitor who would go out there. You could not, no matter what you did, he would have an answer because he had to win. Does this team impress you as a team that just has to win?
No.
Does this team impress you? We roll over.
John, do you agree there's a long-term problem?
Absolutely. And I don't even know. I can't name positives. Like, where is this team good to go?
Right.
Where is this team set? Nowhere.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
And it's a shame that we are very fortunate in this city to have had the experiences of the last couple of years. I mean, last year the miraculous playoff run, and the year before the Super Bowl run, it showed us something that is so unlikely in the NFL, where everything sort of comes together, where all units are highly functional and every cylinder's firing. That's the perfect storm that is so rarely happens. We got a little bit spoiled, and I personally have come to expect the unlikely to occur with this team. And week after week now, I've been expecting things to just magically come together because I've seen it happen before. It's unfair to expect that. I now realize that. I'm going to stop deluding myself into believing in this team until they prove otherwise. And I don't think they have the personnel to do it. I know they don't have the coaching to do it. And until all of that changes, we're stuck in average.
888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. Just let's go. Reaction. Coming to you on the phone lines. This is a tough day. It wasn't just a loss. It wasn't even just about the season. It was about what lies ahead. I think they're in really bad shape, and I'm stunned it got to this point this quick. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, your call's up ahead, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.